Dr. Jennifer Pierce shows off a new SUV.
It is not really marked.
For the Anchorage Fire Department's pilot program.
We want people to see us as a beacon of help.
Pierce has a simple mission, to treat Anchorage residents who overdose and connect them with care afterwards. For the first time in a mobile unit in Alaska, responders can give patients the medication buprenorphine.
For when we respond on scenes, we can provide that very quickly.
Which reduces withdrawals and can get patients on the road to recovery.
We don't want people to fall through the cracks.
Narcan, or naloxone, is used to reverse overdoses, but it puts people into withdrawal. And research shows that offering that second medication, buprenorphine, makes it more likely patients will enter a long-term recovery. But Pierce says even if people don't continue treatment, the medication reduces the risk of a second overdose in the days immediately following, a dangerous window, according to research. She hopes the program saves lives.
Even if it's just one life. Right. We're saving lives out there and preventing individuals maybe from overdosing the next day or overdosing again later and dying.
Pierce visited successful programs in Texas and Washington for ideas and best practices to replicate in Alaska. Dr. Quigley Peterson says he's seen the healing benefits of buprenorphine. He's an emergency room physician heading Juno's mobile pilot program. He says he's confident it will do well, partly because he's seen how helpful the medication can be in the emergency room.
We have something that can help engage people that's super safe and it's cheap and that it works.
He says they'll collect data over the year to see what happens to patients after they're given buprenorphine for an overdose. His hope is that it reduces emergency room visits and calls for emergency medical care. In Anchorage, I'm Rachel Cassandra.